This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Friends, for the past several times, we have been studying proof of pardon. We have been urging you to consider, in the light of many things you hear today on radio and television, in newspaper, billboards, and so forth, in which men are claiming to have been pardoned by Jesus Christ, but which, as a matter of fact, is in direct conflict with plain Bible teaching. Now, all I'm asking you to do is to take your own Bible and see if what I'm telling you is true. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the Bible ascribes nobility to people who do that. Now, the people of Berea were more noble than they of Thessalonica in that they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. I have pointed out that simple personal experiences will not suffice. One has to know the will of God and know that one has done it. One can live in good conscience, he can have all kinds of religious experiences, and still be lost, still remain in his sin, still not be a child of God, but still a child of Satan. The only thing that will change one from being a child of Satan into a child of God is obedience to the gospel of Christ. You must believe in God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You must believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. You must love Him with all your heart. You must repent of your sins, change your mind about what you've been doing with your life. And you must confess His blessed name before men. And then is a person dead to the love and practice of sin, but not yet dead to the guilt of sin, to be buried in the grave, not of fire that we all deserve, but the grave of water that we might be saved, and not by water, but by the blood of Christ. I want to read to you now today an account that we find in the Bible. Here is a man inspired by the Holy Spirit telling us what one must do to be saved. You can depend upon this. If I simply told you some story that happened to me, you couldn't depend upon that. But you can depend upon the Bible. I begin reading in Acts chapter 9, verse 1. And Saul of Tarsus, who was a great enemy of Christ and the church early in his life, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And he hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my sake. And Ananias went his way and entered in the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee his way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes that had been scaled, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. Be with us next time as we discuss the details of this event given in the Bible by God of a man who truly was saved.